everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can be a part of it. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. The lines are open at 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, one of the basic truths, the essential truths that we hear and see in the Word of God is the fact that God is love. Well, what does that mean? Well, Paul helps us understand that as he defines that love, that agape love, in 1 Corinthians 13. And we've read this passage every day this week, and so let's just continue that tradition. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoings, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And this love never fails or never falls away or never ends. That is the love of God. And as we said yesterday, there are 15 action statements. Yeah. 7 of the action statements are positive. This is what love does. 8 of the statements are negative. This is what love does not do. So love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love does not puff itself up in pride. There's a lot of things out there in the world that do those things, but love is not one of them. Yeah. And it's interesting, this idea of love not being arrogant, not being prideful. That is a verb, and it means to puff up. And Paul talked about that earlier in this letter when it comes to knowledge. Knowledge is one of those things that puffs up. Mm-hmm. But love, on the other hand, builds up. And that's why love is the most excellent way. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, it says, "Now concerning food offered to idols." That was a big deal. Why? Because there was a lot of idol worship going on in Corinth back in the day. They had a temple. They had temple prostitutes. They had idols. They would worship these things. They would bring. They would have feasts in honor of these particular idols. Mm-hmm. And now they were pulled out of that and introduced to a brand new way of life. And they realized that there's just one true God, that these idols were just made up things that came out of the human imagination. They weren't real. Yeah. There's only one God that's real, and that's God the Father, and as manifested in Jesus Christ the Son. So he's the real God. He's the only God. He's mm-hmm. the one true God. So once they figured that out, they gained some knowledge. Well, in Corinth, that knowledge, instead of being helpful and useful, they use that knowledge to puff themselves up in pride. And so that's what it says. We know that all of us possess knowledge about these idols, but this knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. So there's the contrast. Knowledge. And a lot of us have a lot of biblical knowledge. I have a lot of biblical knowledge. And that biblical knowledge used to puff me up. It made me feel proud. It made me feel superior to other Christians. And so I acted arrogantly toward them. Hey, if you would just study your Bible like I do, you could have the Bible knowledge that I have.
Now, but you'll not really ever get that, because you'll never do what I've
that's
done.
That's right, yeah. Because I'm going to work harder. That's right. I'm just going to keep pouring in this knowledge. We see a lot of people that can really dialogue in the doctrines of the faith, and they know the doctrines inside and out. But those doctrines, instead of melting their hearts in gratitude and humbleness, it's puffed their hearts up with pride. Hey, you better get on my page as far as doctrine is concerned, or you won't experience the fullness of Christ's life. And so it becomes a matter of pride and arrogance, and it becomes a matter of division. But that's not what love does. Love would take the knowledge and say, how can I use that to build someone else up in the faith? How can I use that to be an encouragement to someone else? So knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. And I think love's the most excellent way. You've experienced this, haven't you, Richard?
Oh, never, never. Yeah, I was always a judgmental person. I was reasonably smart. I liked to study. I learned lots of things. And then I would look down my nose at other people who didn't know what I knew. God helped me with that when he got me a job at Hewlett-Packard, and I met people who knew more things than I would ever know. And I had to stop and say, well, they're trying to help me. Why am I not trying to help other people? And it got me thinking along the lines of this. And I ended up becoming a teacher, not because I knew more than anyone else, but because when I started using the knowledge to help build other people up, it was more fun than judgmentalism had ever been, ever. And that's why we do what we do here. It's not that we have so much special knowledge about Jesus. He has changed us from the inside out. We can't help but share that with other people in order to help them build up their faith in Jesus Christ. Until you've been through it, it's hard to explain. But I guarantee you that what Paul is talking about here is so true. I mean, I was a poster child for it at one time, and some would argue that I still am.
Well, part of our growth as believers in Christ is seeing that this knowledge that's been imparted to us, mm-hmm. this knowledge of the gospel, this knowledge of God, really translates into love toward one another.
Yeah.
That's part of our growth. This Christian life is by faith in Jesus Christ manifesting itself in love toward others. And that love is not arrogant or proud. It doesn't puff itself up. Mm-hmm. It humbles itself and serves others with the love that God has poured in your life.
Yeah.
So this is the story, folks. This is why Christmas is so important to us. This is why the cross and the resurrection and the ascension are so important to us. Why? Because it connects us to love, something that transcends knowledge, something that actually makes a difference out yes. there in the world today. Well, this is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number. You can call right now if you would like to join us on today's broadcast. You have a question about a passage out of the Word of God, a problem situation, a trial, a tribulation that you're going through. Let's talk about it on today's program, 844-322-2742. But before we get back to the content, we have an exciting yes. announcement to make. Several friends of the ministry joined forces and put together a matching gift challenge to help us meet our year-end target.
Yes.
And that matching gift challenge is $50,000. Now, what that means is that this group of friends is going to match every dollar that comes in between now and December 31st, dollar for dollar, up to $50,000. So this is an exciting way for you to be able to double your impact. You may look and say, well, I only have $50 to give. Well, give it, because now it becomes like giving $100, mm-hmm. which means you can see your gift double in impact as far as giving the gift of the gospel this Christmas season. So we want you to participate in this, and all the information on how to do so is on our website at basicgospel.net. We have a beautiful banner that says the Basic Gospel Matching Gift Challenge. Just click on that, follow all the instructions mm-hmm. on the next page that pops up, and be a part. Give generously, knowing that your gift will double in impact all the way up to $50,000. So we're so grateful for this group of people
yes.
Who have joined together. They're wanting to double the impact of their gift here at the end of the year, and they want to help you double the impact of your gift as well. So take advantage of this Basic Gospel Matching Gift Challenge between now and December 31st. Double the impact of your gift to Basic Gospel.
Yeah. In fact, let's reach this goal by middle of next week.
Yes.
Let's just go for it.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. You might as well be generous today.
Yeah.
You know, why put off till tomorrow? Why not be generous today? Go ahead and go to basicgospel.net and follow the information there on the Basic Gospel Matching Gift Challenge. If you would like to call and talk with Billy about this, the number is 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. Well, you're listening to Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher here with Richard Pfeiffer. We're talking about the love of God as defined for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 15 action statements that tell the story of God's love. It's some of the most meaningful passages in the Word of God. It's something that we normally just relegate to weddings and listen to it being read at weddings. Mm-hmm. But this is something that we really should focus on time and time and time again.
Yeah.
If we're struggling in our Christian lives, if we're having problems loving, expressing love to others, it's time to get back into 1 Corinthians 13 and really soak in the love that God the Father has for you in Christ Jesus. Richard, do we have some email questions
we want to
tackle today?
This first one is from Kathy. She was listening to yesterday's broadcast and heard our conversation about denominations, and she has a follow-up question. A listener asked which denomination he should follow, considering there are so many to choose from. Unless I am mistaken, you said any are fine as long as they ascribe to the main tenets of Christianity. I wondered if you would support denominations that do adhere to the main tenets of Christianity, but teach and practice many unbiblical, extra-biblical, or even anti-biblical doctrines, Roman Catholicism in particular. Thank you so much for both your answer and your ministry. There are so many who focus on the works that they perform rather than resting in the work of Christ on the cross. I was once one of those people. So grateful for your message of grace. That's from Kathy.
Well, I think that's an important question, and it really gets down to what do we say about the Word of God?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Word of God authoritative in our lives, or is the Word of God just one of many things that should speak into our lives?
Yeah.
So, for example, the Catholic Church would say the Word of God and plus the traditions of the Church. And if the two conflict, then it's the traditions of the Church that trump the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd say, hey, we need to allow the Word of God to be the standard, to be the authority in our lives. And we need to allow everything else to come underneath that authority. So if there's a tradition that conflicts with the Word of God, then we disregard the tradition and stand on the clear teaching of the Bible. Now, the clear teaching of the Bible points us to faith in Jesus Christ. That's why this is such a powerful book. It points us to faith in Jesus Christ, and that faith in Jesus Christ is life transformative. It changes us from the inside out. Traditions, rules, regulations, they can't touch the human heart. Only the power of the gospel as revealed to us in the Word of God can really speak to the matters of the heart, mm-hmm. and change us, change our hearts, give us brand new hearts. That's why we need to stick to the Word of God. So you want to find a church that's going to lift up the name of Jesus, that is going to be grace-centered, new covenant-oriented, that's going to stand firmly on the authority of the Word of God. And if you can find a church like that, serve it. Be involved
yes.
in it. Now, one of the reasons so many people have problems with churches today is because they're looking for a church that can serve them,
yes.
that can meet their needs. Well, that's backwards. I mean, you're looking at it backwards. That's not what church is supposed to be about. It's not about you. It's about you finding your place in a local assembly of believers, mm-hmm. and serving that assembly. That's what it's all about. So find a church that is very clear in what it says about Jesus, what it says about his work in death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, and what that means to us, that stands on the authority of the Word of God. And when you find that, serve it. Now, you know, we could speak to a lot of different denominations and say we like this one better than that one. But really, it's going to get down to the leadership in any given church.
Yes.
There are denominations that would teach, as a denomination, that someone could lose their salvation. But there are pastors and leadership teams that serve in particular churches of that denomination that would hold a completely different viewpoint, mm-hmm. and that would say and teach and preach and proclaim that once a person's saved, that once Christ comes to live inside of a person, Christ will never leave that person. He is saved forever. Why? Because of the finality of Christ's work on the cross. So they would boldly proclaim that, and they would stand against what the overall denomination would say.
Yeah.
And maybe they have freedom to do that. Maybe the denomination doesn't know
yes.
that they're doing that. But you really have to judge things based on kind of the leadership of any given local church.
Yes, and the way you get to know that is not by going on the church's website and saying, well, what's their statement of beliefs? Because 99% of them are going to have the same statement of beliefs. What you need to do is get to know the people at that church, which means this is a time-consuming exercise. You don't Google perfect church and you get two of them and you pick between the two. No, you find churches local to your area. You get to know the people there. You find out how they're serving your community. You get to learn what they really teach, not what's just advertised. And it takes some time. And God will lead you in that. The Holy Spirit will give you the discernment to know whether you can put up with something you may disagree with a little bit or if it's a big deal. Give it time. Build the relationships. You know, do this the way God tells us to do it. Don't give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but get together, build each other up in the Lord, get to know one another, strengthen each other, and then you'll find out. And if you can serve, serve joyfully. If you can't, go someplace else, spend the time, get to know the
right
people, find out where you can serve.
And it does take time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to just go walk in one day and find a perfect church.
Yeah.
And just say, this is it. Well, it just doesn't work that way.
No.
Relationships take time. They take energy. They take effort. So if you go to a church and, you know, you're not sure exactly what they teach, but you're pretty confident in what you know to be true, and you hear the pastor say something that contradicts or is in conflict with what you know to be true, maybe you didn't hear it right. Maybe you know, he just said it in a way that you're not familiar with. Or maybe he did say something that's truly conflicting mm-hmm. with your belief system. Have a conversation if you can. Build a relationship in which you can talk to the pastor or talk to somebody in leadership and mm-hmm. find out exactly what's going on there. I mean, that's what we're called to. That's what love is all about. It's developing those relationships, and a part of developing those relationships is working through things that we think are different.
Yeah.
And I think when you have those conversations with people, you find out you're really not that far apart.
Yeah.
So have
and
the conversations.
You learn
things. That's exactly right. Have some conversations. Don't be afraid to have those conversations. Don't be afraid to put the time, energy, and effort into developing relationships that can be meaningful to you in your
yeah.
spiritual growth and will allow you to serve a local body of believers.
Yeah. Yeah, it can really be a thrilling search.
Yes.
It's not a negative thing at all. It's just
right.
God's got a place for you where you fit, and it's going to work. It really is, because he's the one who's sending you on the search.
Yeah.
We got another question here from a person named Sally, and this is kind of church-related as well. Apparently, she's been to quite a few churches where the pastors pray before the service that, quote, your spirit will be with us. Isn't the spirit always with believers? What do they mean? Why do they say that?
Well, we have a lot of people that pray that, and a lot of worship bands that sing it. You know,
yes.
The Holy Spirit, we invite you into this place. Well, it's just bad theology. It really is bad theology. Christ is with us.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in every single believer individually, and he lives within the body corporately through his Spirit.
Yeah.
So anytime Christians gather together, the Spirit is already there. We don't need to invite him into that place as if we could do such a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, Lord, we're going to send you an invitation. We would really like for you to show up. And it's like, no. God initiates, we respond.
Yes.
So let's recognize some truth that Christ is already here among us. Let's open up our eyes, let's open up our ears, and let's hear what he has to say. Let's watch what he's going to do among us today. So no, we don't have to invite the Holy Spirit into our meetings. We don't have to ask him to come down. That just goes against what the Word of God clearly teaches. I know there's a lot of Christian songs out there that really need to be rewritten to be in step with what the gospel message is. And I know when you were leading music for our Metro group years ago, there were a lot of songs that you just absolutely loved. Loved the melodies, loved the power of the music, but you would change up some of the words to fit what the gospel really is, to make it fit with what the Word of God says about God, about Jesus, about our relationship to him. And I think it's important that we sing our faith in truth.
Yes, yes. To be a little absurd, I mean, what would you think of a church if you went there and the pastor said, "Oh, Holy Spirit, please don't come today"? I mean, that truly is absurd. We would never say that. Well, why don't we believe what the Bible says when he says that the Spirit is here right now? He came with you. He came with all of your saved friends. Not what we should be praying is, help those who might be here who don't know you to discover you.
That's right.
That's a prayer.
That's a prayer indeed. That's a prayer indeed. So great, great question there.
Okay, there's a question. As time goes on, I'm feeling less and less attached to the world and more agitated by the things I see going on around me. Is this part of the process of God preparing us for life with him?
Well, there's a song that says the things of this world grow strangely dim. And I think as we grow in our understanding of who we are in Christ, we realize that we don't fit in with the world system. And that's just part of this growing in grace, growing in our knowledge of Christ Jesus. And that is really, really a positive thing.
Yes.
And when the pressures of this world come upon us and try to get us to conform, we realize, wait a minute, that's not me. I don't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy. It's more easy to resist and say, no, I want to keep trusting the Lord. I want to keep walking down this path of grace that God has carved out for me in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so that is a part of the process.
Yeah.
And I think that's a powerful part of the process. We see that in 1 John, where John writes to young men and he says, why am I writing? Because the Word of God is strong in you and you have learned to overcome the world. And that's exactly what you're experiencing there. So continue to grow. Continue to walk down that path of grace that God has carved out for you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Well, thank you for joining us today on Basic Gospel. For Richard, for all the ministry team, I'm Bob Christopher. We'll look forward to another live edition on tomorrow. Andrew Farley will be with us. We always look forward to having him join us on the Basic Gospel broadcast. In the meantime, take advantage of this Basic Gospel Matching Gift Challenge. Double your impact today by making a generous gift. Go to basicgospel.net for all the information. We'll see you tomorrow.